Agriculture has a target on its back when it comes to compliance with guest worker regulations, according to Eileen Schofield, an immigration law attorney who held a workshop at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting this week.
Currently, there's three agencies which focus on employers, and the agencies have actually have published materials that they're focusing on employers in general. But for ag in particular, farmers and ranches, there's about five or six other separate laws which apply in that industry, which are the very big focus of the Department of Labor. We want people to follow the rules, that's for sure, but it's just another area where this industry is a target for additional investigations.
She offered a few basic tips for agricultural employers.
Number one, I would say have a very simple policy. One page, what the instructions are, how you're supposed to do it, which I actually shared with people today. Anybody else is welcome to it as well. So it's not so complicated. Have the one page policy, how you're supposed to do it. The second part I would suggest is take it really seriously. This is not something people joke about. It's not. I've heard ICE officers say, well, of course the workers are illegal. They're all Hispanic. So if ICE officers take that view, other people are going to make comments like that, and in hindsight, those don't come out well in court. So you need to have a simple policy, take the matter seriously. Have also a go-to person, any agency, because right now the DOL is in doing immigration investigations. So if the DOL is asking questions, if it's immigration, if it's justice, have a czar, have somebody who's the go-to person so you can know what's happening and have your ear to the ground, as well as invite employees to share any time they feel like they've been misrepresented or they've been discriminated against. Because if someone feels that way, you want to resolve it if they have. And if they haven't, then you want them to come to you and you can explain it before they go to other agencies, which leads to an investigation. You want to fix it if you can, and you want to head off something if you can as well.
Schofield believes reforming agricultural immigration laws would be relatively easy to do compared to more comprehensive reform.
We've had 25 years of trying to do comprehensive, which has never passed because of politics. And if you have a lot of nothing, you have a lot of nothing. And I actually think it makes more sense to separate certain industries and approach them on an area that makes sense. And ag is the best already because ag already has separate immigration laws. It has an H-2A program. It has farm contractor workers. I mean, it already has laws that approach it. So to me, it's a simple carve off and say, let's deal with this industry because it's deemed a critical infrastructure industry. But we're not able to give it the critical workers it needs to operate. And that, to me, seems like a disconnect. Some other industries maybe not don't carve off as well. Ag is, without a doubt, the first carve off possible.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.